Ralph Yarbrough, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, www.wikipedia.org, recorded May 5, 2005. Ralph Webster Yarbrough, born June 8, 1903, died January 27, 1996, was a Texas politician who served in the United States Senate from 1957 to 1971, and was a leader of the progressive or liberal wing of the Democratic Party in Texas in his many races for statewide office. As a U.S. Senator, he was a staunch supporter and author of Great Society legislation that encompassed Medicare and Medicaid, the War on Poverty, federal support for higher education, and veterans. He co-wrote the Endangered Species Act and was the only Southern Senator to vote for all civil rights bills from 1957 to 1970, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act. Yarbrough was known as Smilin' Ralph and used the slogan, quote, "Let's put the jam on the lower shelf so the little people can reach it," unquote, in his campaigns. Yarbrough was born in Chandler, Texas, as the seventh of nine children. He was appointed to West Point in 1919, but dropped out and became a teacher. Yarbrough took classes at Sam Houston State Teachers College and worked his way into the University of Texas. He graduated from the University of Texas Law School in 1927 and practiced law in El Paso until he was hired as an assistant Texas Attorney General in 1931 by the State Attorney General James V. Allred. Yarbrough was an expert in Texas land law and specialized in prosecuting major oil companies violating production limits and not paying oil royalties to the permanent school fund for drilling on public lands. Yarbrough became famous for a $1 million judgment against the Mid-Kansas Oil and Gas Company for oil royalties, the second largest judgment ever in Texas at that time. After Allred was elected governor, he appointed Yarbrough to the bench in 1936, making him the 53rd district judge for Austin's Travis County. After Allred was elected governor, he appointed Yarbrough to the bench in 1936, making him the 53rd district judge for Austin's Travis County. Yarbrough was confirmed in that office by an election later that same year. Yarbrough's first run for state office resulted in a third-place finish in the Democratic primary for state attorney general in 1938 against the sitting lieutenant governor. He served in World War II after 1943, achieving the rank of lieutenant colonel. Historically, Texas has been a one-party state of the Democratic Party. Democrats would win every statewide election a majority of the congressional delegation and large majorities in the state legislature. Thus, general elections were formalities, and the real battles took place in the Democratic Party primaries. The Democratic primaries would be heated battles between the conservative wing, represented by pre-presidency Lyndon Baines Johnson, Governor R. Allen Shivers, and John Connally, and the liberal wing, of which Yarbrough was a part, but identified more with the National Party. Ralph Yarbrough was urged to run again for state attorney general in 1952, and he planned to do so until he received a personal affront from Governor Shivers, who told him not to run. Out of spite, Yarbrough then ran in the primaries for governor in 1952 and 54 against the conservative Shivers, drawing support from labor unions and liberals. Yarbrough denounced the corrupt Shivercrats for veterans' fraud in the general land office and for endorsing the Republican Eisenhower-Nixon ticket for president instead of Democrat Adlai Stevenson in 1952. Shivers portrayed Yarbrough as an integrationist, supported by communist labor unions. The 1954 election was particularly nasty in its race-baiting by Shivers, as it was the year that Brown v. Board of Education was decided, and Shivers made the most of the court decision in order to play on voters' racism. In one particularly odious episode, a black man was hired to drive around East Texas in a Cadillac full of Yarbrough stickers and to be obnoxious and insult gas station attendants as slow. The man would say he was busy and had to hurry, quote, "to work for Mr. Yarbrough," unquote. Yarbrough made it to the primary runoff and came surprisingly close to beating Shivers despite receiving almost no newspaper endorsements, being out-fundraised, and being the target of nasty attacks. In 1956, Yarbrough made it to the primary runoff for governor against United States Senator Price Daniel. After being endorsed by former opponent and governor W. Lee O'Daniel and making aggressive attacks on the Shivers-backed candidate, Yarbrough looked to win the runoff but lost by about 9,000 votes. It is believed, by Yarbrough, his supporters, and biographer, that the election was stolen due to irregular voting in East Texas and other places, and that Yarbrough really won the runoff by 30,000 votes. Nevertheless, Yarbrough's runs for governors had raised his stature and popularity in the state, as he had been campaigning for 6 straight years for office. When Daniel resigned from the Senate in 1957 to become governor, Yarbrough ran in a special election to fill the empty seat. With no runoff allowed, he needed only a plurality of votes to win. Ironically, his many runs for governor had made him the best-positioned candidate to become a U.S. senator. Yarbrough won the special election with 38% of the vote to join fellow Texan Lyndon Johnson in the Senate. In office, Ralph Yarbrough was a very different kind of Southern senator. He refused to sign the Southern Manifesto opposing integration and supported national democratic goals of more funding for health care, education, and environment. Himself a veteran, he worked to expand the GI Bill of Rights to Cold War veterans. In 1958, Ralph Yarbrough easily defeated conservative William A. Blakely for the Democratic primary and cruised on to victory in the general election against Republican Roy Wittenberg. As a senator, Yarbrough got Congress to pass and John F. Kennedy to sign a bill making Padre Island a national seashore. Yarbrough rode in the Dallas, Texas motorcade where John F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. Yarbrough was in the same convertible as Vice President Lyndon Johnson, Lady Bird Johnson, and Secret Service agent Rufus Youngblood, only 2 cars away from the presidential limousine. In 1964, Yarbrough again won the primary without a runoff and went on to a general election victory with 56.2% in LBJ's 1964 Democratic landslide. His Republican opponent was future President George H.W. Bush, who attacked Yarbrough as a left-wing demagogue and for his vote in favor of the Civil Rights Act. Yarbrough denounced Bush as an extremist to the right of that year's GOP nominee for president, Barry Goldwater, and as a rich Easterner and carpetbagger trying to buy a Senate seat. It has since been found that John Connally, against President Johnson's wishes, was covertly aiding Bush instead of party nominee Yarbrough by teaching voters how to vote split ticket. Although Yarbrough supported Johnson's domestic agenda, after Johnson announced his retirement, Yarbrough went public with his criticism of Johnson's foreign policy in the Vietnam War. In the pivotal presidential campaign of 1968, Yarbrough supported Robert F. Kennedy until his assassination, then supported Eugene McCarthy until his loss in Chicago, and finally backed Hubert Humphrey. In 1969, Senator Yarbrough became the chairman of the Senate Committee on Labor and Public Welfare. In 1970, South Texan businessman and former congressman Lloyd M. Benson, Jr. won an upset victory against Yarbrough in the Democratic primary when Yarbrough was focusing on the general election. Benson played on voters' fears of societal breakdown and urban riots and made an issue of Yarbrough's opposition to the Vietnam War. Yarbrough was an antique out of place in the modern era, he claimed. Said Benson, "It would be nice if Ralph Yarbrough would vote for his state every once in a while," unquote. Benson went on to win the general election against George H.W. Bush. In 1972, Ralph Yarbrough made a comeback effort to win the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senator as a challenger of Republican incumbent John Tower. Yarbrough won the first round of the primary, coming short 526 votes of a full victory. Again, Yarbrough suspected voter fraud from the conservative wing. He lost in the primary runoff to Barefoot Sanders in an anti-incumbent sweep after the Sharpstown Bank stock scandal, despite neither being an incumbent nor involved at all with the scandal. It was Yarbrough's last run for office. Yarbrough died in 1996 in Austin and was buried in the Texas State Cemetery, known as the Arlington of Texas. Ralph Yarbrough left as a legacy the modernization of the state of Texas, and he achieved political power at a peak of Texas's national power during the Johnson years. In a state now famous for closeness between business interests and politicians, for example, LBJ and George W. Bush, Yarbrough was combative with the dominant industries of oil and gas, always pushing for petroleum's fair share of the public burden. Yarbrough was one of the last of the New Deal Democrats and liberals in a conservative southern state. The window of opportunity for a liberal in Texas to reach such a high office was narrow, between the Great Depression and the Great Society. Yarbrough represented this brief political moment, both preceded and followed by conservatives like Phil Gramm and reactionaries like Papio Daniel. Ralph Yarbrough is remembered as the acknowledged patron saint of Texas liberals. Yarbrough easily makes the list of greatest conservationists from Texas, with his success at making into protected parkland Padre Island, the Guadalupe Mountains, and the Big Thicket, the last after he left the Senate. Supporters and former aides that rose to prominence include Jim Hightower, Ann Richards, and Gary Morrow. The University of Texas at Austin Press published a biography titled Ralph W. Yarbrough, the People's Senator, by Ralph L. Cox. It features a foreword written by Senator Edward Kennedy, Democrat of Massachusetts. External links. Article in the Handbook of Texas, www.tsha.utexas.edu/handbook/online/articles/view/yy/fyags.html. Congressional Biography, bioguide.congress.gov/scripts/biodisplay.pl?index=y00006. East Texas Historical Newspaper Column, www.texas-escapes.com/guest_columnists/east_texas_all_things_historical/liberal-ralph-yarbrough1amd401.htm. Recorded May 5th, 2005. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.